The scripture reading this morning is from Romans chapter 13, verses 8 through 14. We continue reading from the letter to the Romans, now in chapter 13. Have you ever been confused by all the rules, doctrines, and practices of the denominations, all calling themselves Christian? If so, this will be of interest to you. Listen now for God's word. Let love be your only debt. If you love others, you have done all that the law demands. In the law, there are many commands, such as, be faithful in marriage, do not murder, do not steal, do not want what belongs to others. But all of these are summed up in this one command, love others as much as you love yourself. No one who loves others will harm them. So love is all that the law demands. We know what sort of times we live in, and so you should live properly. It is time to wake up. You know that the day when we will be saved is nearer now than when we first put our faith in the Lord. Night is almost over, and day will soon appear. We must stop behaving as people do in the dark and be ready to live in the light. So behave properly as people do in the day. Don't go to wild parties or get drunk or be vulgar or indecent. Don't quarrel or be jealous. Let the Lord Jesus Christ be as near to you as the clothes you wear. Then you won't try to satisfy your selfish desires.
Let us pray. Here we are, gathered around your table, O God. We've gathered to be nourished again, and we ask you to speak to us and touch us in your spirit. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I wonder if you are sharp enough to have picked up on the theme of this service yet. It should be pretty obvious to you. The graphic on the cover of the bulletin, of course, is drawn from the Beatles' great hit song. And so now we're going to have a little test to just see which ones of you were alive during the Beatles era. Are you ready? All you need is love. Close enough. Actually, the title does not come from the Beatles song, although it's a good one, and I did think about weaving that into the service this morning somewhere. Rather, the title comes from one of my favorite scenes in the movies. I've talked to you about this scene before because it speaks to me so vividly. It's a scene from the movie called The Jerk with Steve Martin. Probably not your favorite movie, many of you. And I doubt that Steve Martin is probably the favorite actor for many of you. But the synopsis of this scene is that he who had achieved unimaginable riches because of an invention now had lost everything because of lawsuits, and he was being evicted from his mansion. Now, there's a lot else that goes on that is very entertaining and very insightful, but the scene that I have in mind in particular is as he is shuffling his way out of the mansion and deciding what it is that he needs to take with him. And if you've seen the movie, you will remember this scene. He's shuffling along, and he says, I don't need anything. I need that lamp. And he picks up the lamp and says, but that's all I need, just that. I need the remote control. And he picks up the remote and a teddy bear and a pillow. And by the time he is out of the house, he has this enormous armload full of stuff. Do you recognize yourself in that by any chance? Why do you think we have rummage sales? Speaking of which, there is a sale coming up this week at the home of John and Mary and Gump. And this is sort of their last act of love for us. The proceeds from that sale will go into the rummage sale fund here at Church of the Palms. So much a part of their life. So if you can get over to that sale, do it for John and Marion. There's a sign-up sheet out there. If you would care to work a short shift or a longer one, the team would love to have you do that as well. Well, back to the theme. We do have a tendency, don't we, to do what I call decking, which stands for decorate, elaborate, and complicate. We have that tendency, don't we? Some of you will remember the early days of the personal computer, when it was about that big, and it came in one box, and it had almost no memory whatsoever, and worked off of little tiny floppy disks that really were floppy in those days. Remember those? Have you purchased a computer recently? Decorated, elaborated, and complicated. All decked out. Incidentally, at Christmas time, when we sing Deck the Halls, you may have a new meaning for that. Paul had encountered the decking reality of human beings already in the early Christian movement. Already, people were complicating things and creating new obstacles and ideas that other people had to match in order to be acceptable. That's what he was addressing in this passage. Specifically, he was addressing that group of Christians who were insisting that in order to follow Jesus, you first had to become Jewish. Now, you know about the law of Moses. It began with 10 commandments, and it became decked out to 613 different laws in the Bible. How do I know there are 613? Because yesterday I sat here and started at Genesis chapter 1 and went on to Google and asked. But Paul says an interesting thing. 613 laws, or it all boils down to loving others. Isn't that interesting? Through the centuries, human beings in the name of religion have decked away madly. Take communion, for instance. When the earliest followers of Jesus gathered, they did exactly what he said. They had a meal together, and they remembered him, and when they broke the bread and shared the cup, they just experienced his presence with them in an ongoing way. Did they have a fancy prayer? No, I don't think so. Did they have stainless steel or sterling silver things to hold the bread and the cup? Probably not. Did they have all of the theology that has been layered on top of that moment in the centuries since? No, not really. Although it came along amazingly quickly. No, Paul suggests that whether we are gathering at the Lord's table together, whether we are living our lives in the world, whether we are sitting in a place like this, the point of it all is to love others. And that's it. That's the sum and substance of it all. Not a very complicated message, but indeed a very profound one. I've talked in the past about the new church start that I was privileged to be a part of in Rhode Island. There was a lot of energy around the tables as that group of about a dozen people set out to start a brand new church. "Isn't it great," they said, "that we don't have to put up with all the stuff from the churches we've been in before? Because we don't have any stuff. We can just start from scratch, and we can keep the first things first and keep it simple, and it will be wonderful. Would you care to guess what's going on in that church these days? Of course. They're all decked out. They have a policy book, and they have a procedure manual, and they have decided that it is important in order to be a member of that church. There's a fairly substantial list now that people must sign on to. How did that happen? Well, it happens. It happens all the time. We meet on Sundays and for other things in a building that is really a rather simple one. Would you agree? It's not a fancy building compared to a lot of buildings, and church buildings in particular. Well, I'd like you to ask Jim Schultz or any of the other trustees how simple this building is. Wow. Is it a complex mix of machinery and wiring and things that always break at exactly the wrong moment? How about you? Are you decked out? Have you complicated things in general? Specifically, things of faith. As we age, we get better, I think, at figuring out what things are important and what things aren't. You've promised me that when I retire, I won't mind giving up all the things that I have staggered around with like Steve Martin for so long. But we still deck, don't we? We decorate. We elaborate and we complicate. We put unintentionally often barriers in people's way to seeing the pure, clear, loving face of God. Well, we're getting ready to come again to the communion table. I say that, but of course, the way we celebrate communion on these Sundays, you don't actually come physically, you'll stay right where you are. But we will come in spirit to this table. Who deserves to be here? How complicated a matter is that? I hope it's a pretty simple one. Everyone who is a child of God and wants to follow Jesus is welcome here. Do they have to believe things the way I do? There was a time when I thought that was necessary. But I don't think that anymore. Do they have to look or sound or behave like I do? No, they don't. We sang some hymns from these screens and talk about decking. You have no idea how complicated it is to get all that working right. If those screens weren't here, would God still be present? Yeah. If we didn't have a bulletin, could we still worship? You bet. All of our ceremonies and procedures and complications boil down to what years and years ago we said was the point of it all. We want to make glad and generous followers of Jesus Christ. And that's still what it's all about. So in behind all the meetings coming up, and if you don't think finding an interim minister and then searching for a full-time minister is going to get a little complicated, I'm here to tell you. But remember, behind all of it, there is that baseline to which Paul was calling those earliest Christians in Rome. It is about loving others. And that's really all it's about. May it be so. Onward. Here you go. All you need is love. Better.